Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Okay, good morning. We're going to add one more person and we will be ready. Come on, come on. Why isn't she coming up? Where did she go? Good morning and welcome to Cheryl's World Presents. And we're presenting something a little different today, or we're adding to our presentation. As you guys may know from the list that I sent in lately, we're adding a couple words to our show this morning, and that those two words are going to be called the connections. So we're going to start connecting people in the community with things and other people and places that they need to know of and be aware of, okay? So before we introduce our guests this morning, we're going to introduce you to the connection because the next time we get on here, we're going to have a whole bunch of information for you. But we didn't just want to spring it on you. We want to let you know you're still on the right show. Still at Cheryl's World Presents with Deborah Brown Stearns, except we are going to be called The Connection. The Connection. And the connection, the purpose of the connection is to connect Tarrant County, DFW, Metroplex, and all of North Texas. We have hooked you up with different people in different places every Saturday from starting at 12 noon for the connection with Deborah Brown Stearns. We're going to be connecting you with different events, the best talent in the area, special events and openings, positive people with a purpose, of course. We want to inform you about the good, the bad, and the very special things and the very special people that are in our surrounding communities. We also want the best positive things for you to make sure that you find the right priorities. Remember that word, priorities, by using common sense. If you don't have any priorities, you probably don't have very much of a common sense what you should be doing next. But anyway, that's just my opinion. It doesn't have to do anything with the pros that are on here with me. We want you to share the positive things that is going on in our community today and tomorrow. Again, you know who I am, but who I have with me today are some very, very special young ladies. These are some young ladies who are in our communities. They have different specialties, but they're all kind of combined under one umbrella or one group. I met them through Therapy for Black Girls. Now, don't go running off. I'm a therapist. She's a therapist. No. Calm down. We are here to tell you about some positive things that are going on with therapy and mental health. For those of you who don't know, please try to remember to check your calendar, YouTube, Google, whatever. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. And after the past 15 or 16 months that we have been through, I know that we all know somebody, if not ourselves, that could need or could use a little bit of mental help. Now, I know we all holler, I need just a little more Jesus. I was walking through the house singing that a couple of times, that I need just a little more Jesus. But Jesus was there, but still, there are a few other things that Jesus himself is going to be whispering in your ear, find some help. It's okay. It's not a bad thing, okay? So, along with me, myself, and I, and Cheryl Smith, we want to introduce you to some young ladies who are professional therapists, okay? They can introduce themselves a little better than I can. I will just simply call their names, and I am going to let them tell you all about their specialties in the area where they're located and what they're doing, okay? The first one we have is Ms. Leah Lester. Okay, Ms. Leah, tell us all about you, and we'll get into some specialty stuff later.
I'm an LPC associate supervised by the amazing Cassandra Rowe, who is here with us today. And let's see, you said we'll get back to specialty, so I'll wait to share that later.
Okay. And what area are you in? That's what we're wanting to know. People who are that you are close to, tell them your area, address, times and dates of your service, or that you're open. Yeah, just tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
So I practice from Epiphany Counseling Services, which is located in Arlington, Texas. However, because of COVID, we are practicing through teletherapy, which means you can be anywhere in the state of Texas and we'll connect over video, much like we are doing in this moment, and have our sessions as you are in the comfort and safety of your own home.
Wow, that's great. All right, Ms. Lee Lester. Next, and you mentioned this young lady earlier, Ms. Cassandra Rowe. Tell us about you and your specialty and where you're located.
My name is Cassandra Rowe. First of all, happy Mental Health Awareness Month to everyone. And I do want to add on to what Ms. Deborah said, is that you can have Jesus and a therapist. So they go hand in hand. Jesus and therapy work well together. As Deborah said, I am a licensed professional counselor and a supervisor. I supervise 5 interns, and these are clinicians like Lee who are working towards their full licensure. I'm located in Arlington as well. I do provide virtual therapy. I also provide neurofeedback in the office. My specialty is helping people develop healthy boundaries in their relationships. So boundaries is one of my favorite things to do, and I incorporate that in all of my therapy sessions, regardless of what you come into inner therapy.
Wow, that's great. All right, now we have Ms. Risper. And Risper, I'm going to let you say your last name because I could be wrong, but that's not the last name I had on my sheet for you. Anyway, Risper, please tell us about yourself, where you're located, and your specialty. Risper,
absolutely. I had to kind of, you know, secure something in there for you, right?
Right.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak.
Okay.
Should I continue? Just
please
hear some background noise.
Yeah, I don't know if that's my husband on the phone or
okay.
If it's coming from
I'll
your
keep going
end.
On.
But
so I'm based in Colleyville. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you.
I know they say you came away.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So I'm based in Colleyville, and I am an LCC associate, and I'm supervised by Dr. Bernice Riley, and we're based in Colleyville, which is about 10-15 minutes west of the airport.
Yeah.
And I want to say my specialties, I work a lot with trauma, depression, anxiety. I also work a lot with teenagers and youth. And pretty much, I kind of see most people right now, and I really enjoy being a therapist. I was in corporate America for a long time, and this is my second career, so I'm really enjoying being a therapist.
Okay. Well, let me say this first so the audience who are listening to us. For some reason, we are having a very bad delay problem or reaction time, whatever they are calling it. I do apologize. So just hold on, and hopefully it will clear itself up in a minute or two. But our purpose for being here right now is to share some positive things about mental health and mental health awareness, and also maybe to clear up a couple of myths that they have about mental health. One of the ones that I've written for myself to ask you guys is about how easy is it to get mental health or a therapist? How easy is it to get in contact with them? Because I can remember growing up or earlier in my days, and people say it's so hard to reach a psychiatrist or get in touch with a psychiatrist, and I don't know if they use that word psychiatrist or psychiatry anymore. So let's start with Ms. Lee. I hope I said it right that time. Lee, what do you think?
Well, I know the lady said he's gained a lot of weight.
Okay. Lee, no response?
I'm waiting on her to call me.
I do agree that there has been some...
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you. It's just delayed. So keep talking.
Word of mouth. So if people in your community or in your circle have sought out therapy services to speak with them about their experience and about their therapist, and also starting there. Those would be my top two recommendations.
All right. And see, that's easy to access, okay? The next question, along with that one, we're going to keep that one going, too, with Ms. Cassandra. But Ms. Cassandra, since you are a supervisor and you're well aware of the area, because as a supervisor, I'm sure you are dealing with more than one location. Okay, another myth is, well, they're too far away. I can't get in touch with them. And they are expensive. Psychiatry is expensive, and they don't do nothing for me. So would you please put the positive spin on location and expense about mental health and therapy? Ms. Cassandra. A delay. Cassandra, can you hear me at all? I know there's a delay there.
Okay. So let me just kind of piggyback on what Lee said. You know, mental health is more easily accessible now than it was, say, 20 years ago when I became a therapist.
Right.
One of the reasons why I became a therapist is because I needed to find, yes, I can hear you. So one of the reasons why that prompted me to become a therapist is because I wanted to have someone that looked like me to be able to relate to my experience. And so I think that our market and our careers now are very much, we're very well represented in the community, much more so than we were 20 years ago. As far as ways to access it, it's with their employers that they're unaware of. And so when I have someone who contacts me, maybe I don't accept their insurance, I go over different options to pay for their insurance. So some people, employers have what we call an employee assistance program. They're called EAPs. And most large employers offer this service where their employees can get anywhere, but many people are not aware of that. And so in order to find out if your employer offers an EAP, you just need to contact your HR department. Another way to pay for your therapy is that many people also have what we call flexible spending accounts, where you put money in an account every month to help offset your co-pays for, like, your medical, dental appointments, things like that. You can use your healthcare spending account to pay for therapy sessions. And so that's another way to access therapy. And another way to access therapy is that many agencies, including mine, offer sliding scale sessions. And so I not only supervise pre-licensed clinicians, I also supervise master's level counseling students. And those students have to have a way to gain counseling experience. And so we offer a very low, low fee for you to see one of those counseling students who are also supervised by me and who are in their, usually in their final semester of instruction for their master's program. So therapy doesn't have to be expensive. There are a lot of different options. Recently, there have been the opening of a lot of online-only family therapy platforms like BetterHelp and things like that, and they offer really, really low sliding scale fees for online therapy. So there are a lot of different ways. And then finally, many large churches have counseling departments. And so I don't mean counseling with your pastor. Like my church, Concord Dallas, shout out, We Grow People. We have a very large community counseling agency that our church sponsors. So there are lots of ways, and you don't have to be a member of that church in order to access those services. I know the Potter's House has a large counseling agency. Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship has a community counseling agency. So there are various ways that you can access counseling in our community.
For those of you who have just joined us, I am with Ms. Lee Lester, Ms. Cassandra Rowe, and Ms. Rispis. Now your other name just popped up. Okay, you playing with? Okay. Anyway, we have a terrible delay with our show today, but please stay tuned in.
We can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all? Okay, it's a delay. It's coming. So hold on. That's what I want to tell you guys. It is a delay. Okay. Now, I've said all that, and my next thing is that I retired from Texas ISD School, Dallas ISD, and Fort Worth ISD back in 2012. Okay. Now, I remember being in the classrooms, but I don't ever remember anyone offering or saying that they can provide mental health therapists for us in any way at all. I don't remember anybody offering that to me, saying that I can go see a therapist if I need to. Now, if there was a tragic, a teacher died or a child got killed or something happened like that, counseling was provided in that way. But for it to be a part of your insurance now, I didn't know that. So Ms. Risper, once my voice clears, please tell us, when did this start, especially in the field of education, that we could have therapy and we can have insurance take care of it, okay? It's a delay. It's a delay.
Sessions. And so this is part of, you know, massive school initiative.
And also in Kela ISD, they also have an actual, you know, they have a lot of therapists, mental health providers right now as part of the education system, because there's such a big need. Even with the kids I see, they usually tell me, hey, I went to the school counselor today. So I'm not sure how long ago, maybe in the last 10 years, this has definitely become part of the norm of school, because I think there's a lot of there's been a lot of trauma in our community, and kids are definitely, you know, getting impacted by all this trauma that's happening. And so definitely it's been wonderful to have this integrated, and they do have, you know, they do talk to the kids about suicide, about cutting, about things, mental health. I think they do, even in school, like get kids who tell me, hey, you know, our teacher talked about this today, So there is definitely a push to make mental health normal and make kids aware from a really young age what mental health is and what it can do and why we want to be aware of what that is. Yeah.
Ms. Josh, can I add to that?
Yes, please. Yes, go on and add to that.
Okay. So I have Epiphany Counseling as my private practice, but I also work as a therapist for Mansfield ISD. And before I came to Mansfield ISD, I was a therapist at Fort Worth ISD. And so to your question, as far as students, many districts have been offering clinical counseling for their students for years. This is my 15th year in Mansfield ISD as a therapist. And so, and before that, I worked in Fort Worth ISD. I'm very familiar with Keller ISD's counseling program. I'm friends with their director, Marcine Weatherall. And so I think it's probably one of the best kept secrets for many of our school districts. I know Dallas ISD also has clinical counseling programs that students and a lot of times parents can receive free counseling sessions. We also partner with a local agency in Tarrant County called ACH Services, so that if we are not able to provide clinical counseling services, or if the presenting problem is something that is outside of our realm of scope of expertise, we can refer them to ACH, and they can receive up to 17 free counseling services for individuals and families. So there's a lot of coordination that goes on between districts and community agencies to help make sure that people are getting the services that they need.
Okay. Now, I understand about...
And that is also provided for teachers and staff as well. So, because I know, I think that's also definitely available for teachers and staff, as long as you're part of the school district.
Right.
Okay.
And many districts, as I was mentioning, have an EAP program. So you can access community counseling through your employee assistance program for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have student or teachers who are out there who are looking for counseling, that's a great way to access the service.
Okay. Another question or myth. Sometimes when people are scheduled to go see a counsel or a therapist, they get in there and they become agitated or nervous, or they just shut down altogether. Okay, so when they leave and they really haven't communicated or said anything to the therapist, what is it that you guys do to make them feel more comfortable and more at ease so they would feel like that they can come back again and they can trust you? I'm looking for the positive part, okay? Let's try Lee again, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Okay. Thank you. How do you get your clients to become ease with you and to start trusting you?
Body language. And so I spend a lot of time